All right. Mark, are you ready? Okay. All right. We'll call this Budget and Finance Committee back from recess. I believe when we left off, Ms. Nancy Easton was giving us a once over on our sheets we have in front of us here.
I do have extra copies of both ordinances 2424 and 2425. If any of the committee or the additional justices would like copies.
Okay.
Justice Cutts, I'm going to give you the floor.
Thank you. I believe where we were was that Ms. Easton wanted to go ahead and go a little bit more in depth about what the request was for and where the funding came from.
Ready?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, so this raise request is for the real estate manager position. And so she oversees all of the deeds that have been scanned in. We've got all the deeds scanned in to the beginning of time. And so she's overseeing that project and making sure they're all indexed correctly. She goes back and double checks them. She has three employees on the real estate side that she is over. And so she makes sure that they are all back indexing and doing what they're supposed to be doing. The position is responsible for balancing at the end of the day, helping me balance at the end of the month if I have any issues. So with the scanning of all the deed records and implementation of that from the previous administration, we have been able to empty out part of our records building, which now is where the Veterans Office is. And so I think it's important to also know that none of the funding comes for this position from County General. It is from cost recoursion.
Ms. Easton, you said an important thing to me there. Let me ask you one question. Do you have other employees that make this $43,566 amount in your office?
Yes.
I was trying to pull up your budget just to see if I can answer. So you do. All right. But one thing that you said that stood out to me was that this position supervises three other county employees. Is that right?
On the real estate side, yes.
On the real estate side. Does the other positions in your office that make this $43,566 amount, do they also act as supervisors?
No. They do not.
Okay. So this is, so I take that to me. This is not necessary. This is kind of a position that's getting paid in line with people that aren't supervisors.
Correct.
To me, this increase reflects the fact that they are leading a team of people.
That's right.
That real estate team.
That's right.
All right.
So when I have a chief deputy, and so when I'm not there, she fills in for me, and then we are going to conferences together. So this position fills in when we're not there. You know, they answer to her.
I know this position sounds like they're already doing the work, but it sounds similar to what we approved for the road shop.
Yeah.
Was that they moved some positions from not a management position into a management position.
Right.
And this person's already been doing the management for about how long?
Since 2017.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a while since they've been in this management position, but have not seen the compensation to reflect that. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're setting foundation reasoning for an increase like this, and it speaks to the plan that we had, kind of what we talked about last Budget and Finance Committee, that we had about putting together a plan to make sure, you know, supervisors should be here, chief deputies are here, you know, everyone kind of falls into this pay range type situation.
Right.
I think there's still ongoing work on that, but all right, I'm good.
Question?
I don't remember your original motion, Justice Coates.
I
vote on the motion to put it on the table? Talk to us about this.
Yeah. So not to go in reverse here, but typically, since this wasn't on the agenda, any motion to amend the agenda, which any member of the committee can do, has to be voted on, and then you have to have a majority to put it on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So technically, we need to have a motion, there was a second, and we needed to vote to see if there were three.
So we could have discussed the fact of putting it on the table.
That's
or
right.
On the agenda.
That's
then,
right.
Okay.
Put it on the agenda before.
All right.
Well, right. So basically, there needed to have been a motion, put it on table, put it on the agenda, same thing.
Okay.
And then at that point, have a motion to move this on to full court.
Personnel, I believe. All in favor of the motion to put this on the table for discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Any more discussion?
Do I need to say all that again?
Yes. Do you have a motion? Just because.
Yes, sir. I make a motion that we put that we move proposed ordinance 2424 to full court.
Is that the correct numbering for this one? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll just double check. Do we have a second?
It
says 24. 2418.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, that was,
oh.
We had different copies.
Sorry.
2424
sorry.
Is updated.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to pour this on the full court. Do we have any discussion on that motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Did you say you had another ordinance?
Yes, sir. I have, would like to make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2525 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion on adding this ordinance to the Budget and Finance Committee agenda? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Just because you have your...
Does everybody have a copy of 2425?
And I would just say before we go into the discussion on the motion, if you would like to make your next motion to consider the passage of this ordinance, and then we'll go into discussion on the ordinance. Brownie, one of those two. You have any
sure.
Jeez.
You didn't say.
Well, I just assumed.
I'd like to make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2425 on the table for discussion. Is that right?
We'll go with it. All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There we go. All right. And we are in discussion mode. Go ahead, Justice Coates.
Okay, this is the ordinance that we looked at last month for our deputy clerk payroll backup, which is the increased amount of $5,963.04. There was, again, some confusion on my part on how that job description had changed when I started doing a little bit more investigating and looking into it. I thought that it needed a second look. So, Ms. Margaret, if you don't mind explaining a little bit about this increase in salary and explain a little bit about the passports and the changes in duties and the restructuring that you've done.
Okay, so I'm coming with two employees, and I do have, both of mine will come out of County General, except half of one of them will come out of my budget, out of the County Clerk cost line. So these are two employees that have been with the county 7 and 8 years respectively. I have one that does voter registration. She does backup to my paying the accounts payable. She can sit in every seat in my office. So, like, whoever is missing, she can fill that void, and she can do it all with proficiency. She, no matter what I need done, I can go to her and say, I need this done, and she's going to get it done, and she's going to get it done right for me. We are a very busy office. Most of the time, if you were to drop in right now, you might catch it a little bit of a downtime, but We can have as much as four people come in for a passport at one time, and that's not even counting if it's a family of five already. So, and we will be sometimes have a group of five or six people standing in the same line to get a marriage license. So because of passports and the marriage license, the front two offices stay really busy. So Stephanie is a vital, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said her name, but she's a vital employee in filling these jobs. She's also certified to do passports. The other employee has worked in the collector's office and moved over, and she is going to be the next payroll clerk. So she come with 7 years experience in the county, and now she's been with me a year, and she has to take on all the same responsibilities as the chief deputy at this point, learning, and she's a vital employee that I just want to move her up at a little higher rate than an initial coming on employee, and reward her for the work that she has done for me for the last year and a half. I don't know if I've covered everything sufficient for y'all, but both of these employees are exemplary employees that I need to retain. And at this time, on passports, we have, like, last year I think we brought in about 50,000. I've already brought in like 80,000 this year because of passports. And so the more that I pay out, that county general, I've shifted a lot of running my office and pay it out of my county clerk side to offset what y'all pay on the employment side. So I'm covering below the line more on my side because we're bringing in more money to be able to do that.
Margaret, I have a question or two. I'm just looking at your county general budget right now. You've got yourself and your chief deputy, but then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 deputy clerks, and then Laura.
Right. I have 7 employees and then Laura. So there's kind of like 8 of us, but I have 7.
Okay. So you have yourself and the chief deputy and then 5 deputy clerks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Sir? Yes. Yeah, that's all right.
I can't count.
Yeah. And then our election coordinator. I'm looking at the picture as a whole here. You have 2 of them at 55,120. 2 of your deputy clerks are 55,120. These 2 deputy clerks, one of which is the one that's split in half with another one of your funds, will both be at 5,500. Is that correct? That's what this shows here. And then you have another deputy clerk at 44,536. Can you talk about the differentiation between what I'm going to identify here is basically your 3 pay scales that you have formed here. 55,120, 5,500, 44,536.
All right. Well, my 44 is basically the entry level, or the one that's been with me the least amount of time.
Okay.
She has the least amount of responsibilities of, like, she does backup payroll, but backup probate, and she does passports, and then she does marriage license. So she's a lot more limited in scope on like giving out job responsibilities to. So then the other two that you have talked about at the 55 amount, those I have established as managers. They are responsible. One is works with Laura and manages the election side for the county clerk side, and she also manages my records, keeping all those in order and disposing of records that we can get rid of. The other one is managing probate. That's her main function, and then she balances for me. She balances the contact side of the court side that comes in, and she balances the county clerk side.
Okay.
And turns that's money we got to turn over to the treasurer each month.
Okay. That sounds good. I was just wondering what you had going on, what your thoughts were with all that.
And these two girls fall kind of in the middle. They were being paid down lower to that entry level when, you know, they're at 7 and 8 years, and they have taken on all this responsibility, more responsibility, and fill the gaps of what's needed in the office.
Yep. I haven't done my homework entirely on this one.
I might say most counties of our size have more employees, but I think the amount of employees I have is sufficient. I noticed Craighead County has an employee more, Lott County possibly has an employee more. The other counties, if they do not, is because they do not do payroll and they do not pay the bills.
They have like a comptroller.
Comptroller, exactly. Or in a HR, which we have an HR, but county clerk, this is our duties. We still have a lot of HR that we do it on our side as well.
Yeah. Really, my only concern rolling into this is just when I'm looking at other clerk type positions in the county, is that Margaret's office is probably, and I can't say this because I haven't done my homework, so that's why I'm gonna. It's, I mean, we've got some. There's a lot of other positions I'm seeing that are the same 55-120 kind of in other offices. So that's what I'm going to be looking at for going forward is how is one office being comparable to the other office as far as job descriptions, positions, duties, you know, that kind of stuff. Because last thing I want to get into is, you know, office swapping. You know, well, we're underpaying the collector's office, so why would I work for the collector when I can go work for the assessor and make more? And I know the job duties are going to be different. I mean, they do different things, you know. One's processing passports, one's doing whatever the collector does. But, you know, anyways, those are just my thoughts around the topic. Is that this will be something we have to consider and put all into our matrix whenever Justice Kendrick decides to do some work on that.
Mine is just a little more unique because we clear so many hats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all do a lot over there.
And, Ms. Margaret, part of my concern when I look at these different numbers, too, when you pulled the five people out, the one that is the newest, the 44, and I don't know what position is which one, but there's just not much difference between the two, the 55,000 and then the 55,120. Is there that many responsibility differences between those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's quite a bit more.
And the two are very similar.
Yes.
I just didn't want to see where we bump up one just to have an entire bump up another.
Justice, any more questions? I want to apologize for Justice Kendrick for the dig. I was just giving him a hard time. It's not work I want to do. All right, Justice, no questions? Peanut Gallery, any questions? No questions? All right, Justice, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This what was the number on this? 24-25 goes to the full court. Is there any more business before the Budget and Finance Committee? All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.
I'm sure.
I'm sure.